Okay, the last few years in the majors, you played Pittsburgh, Houston, St. Louis, Chicago, Philadelphia. Was it really difficult to move around that often?
Yeah, well, I was having so much trouble with my arm, I was just really trying to hang on as long as I could for the money. I was making $25,000, and that was a lot of money to me. Every year I was able to hang on, I was picking up a year in my pension, too. Which I'm thankful for today. And that's the only reason I was hanging on the last couple of years, because my arm was really hurting. I was trying, even the cortisone wasn't working the last couple of years. I was taking them, even just to pitch a couple innings, I had to come, after I get done, man, I think, tell them to shoot me. And then that cortisone would seem to relieve the pain, you know, but at night it would ache all the time. So I thought, at the end of the 64 season, I said, man, I think I better hang them up. The Phillies sent me another contract, but I wrote Mr. Mock, Gene Mock, a letter, and I said, I don't think I can make it anymore. I've had enough. I appreciated him, you know, even asking me, but because I wasn't throwing that great. When I was with the Phillies, I did pitch some pretty good relief for him. I had one bad game and about six or seven real good ball games for him.
You really pitched pretty well right up until the
end. Yeah,
so
really
it was just mainly because of the physical problem that you retired.
Yeah,
when
it went from my arm, boy, I think I could have hung on five or six more years, but.
As your career got toward the end, were you relying more on the knuckleballs at that time?
No, not so much. I was trying sliders. I was trying everything. I was changing speeds, but my fastball, I just couldn't get the. When you can't throw a fastball, your changeup ain't worth a darn. You know, so even my changeup looked like my fastball at the end or something. My changeup was full 5 feet short. I said, I better get out of here before I get somebody killed, including myself.
Early in your career, you had a brother who was a couple years younger, was it?
Yeah, he's 2 years younger.
Two years younger. Uh-huh. And he also made it to the major leagues for a short time, playing on the same team with
you. Yeah, he came up the Athletics in, 1953, I think. 53 and 54, and then he went to Kansas City. When the club was sold, he went to Kansas City. And then I don't know where he went from there.
When you were in the majors... Were there many games where you got to pitch to your brother who was a catcher?
In Kansas City, I remember one game we shut out the Yankees 6-0 in Kansas City. I'll never forget that. Yeah, I didn't get too much chance because I was, I was having a lot of problems with my shoulder at the time, and he was there. So I didn't get really a lot of time to pitch to him, too many ball games. But that one game I do remember in Kansas City, he caught me and we shut him out 6-0. I remember that, but that was...
His career was not too long.
No, he was only in the big leagues about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that
good catcher? He's a good catcher. Arm, but most catchers, they didn't hit much.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good hitting catchers, but in those days there wasn't too many. Like Campanella and Yogi. Other than that, there wasn't that many good hitting catchers in the league.
Mm-hmm. Of the catchers that you pitched to throughout your career, and you covered a lot of years and a lot of teams, who did you really enjoy pitching to the most?
Well, I think the best catcher that I ever pitched to was Elston Howard. I thought Elston Howard was the best catcher I ever pitched to because he used to get strikes for me. He'd catch that ball in the corner and he held it right there, give an umpire a chance to call it a strike. Now, Yogi and a lot of other guys, they'd catch the ball and just flow with, go right with the pitching on it. And the umpires, they don't give you that pitch and they see that. You catch that ball right there, keep it there, you get that pitch a lot. And that helps. Every pitch you can get a strike on instead of a ball means a lot, heck of a lot. And I thought he was one of the better catchers I ever. Yogi was a good catcher, but Yogi didn't get the strikes for you. And Yogi was more or less back there to get the. He wanted to hit. He loved to hit. Oh, Yogi can, and he could hit too. Yogi, but he didn't really care that much about catching.
Did the pitchers and the catchers spend a lot of time together strategizing how to pitch?
Not that much. We had meetings. We have meetings, but they just go over the hitter. Most of the time you're in sync with the catcher on what you want to do. If you don't like what he's calling you, all you got to do is shake your head. You don't want to throw what he's calling. But most of the time, I don't think I shook my head, shook a pitch off more than 10 times in 16 years that I played. I usually went along with the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy called a fastball and I want to throw a changeup, I didn't shake my head. I just do the changeup because all I'm doing is taking a little bit off the fastball. I didn't mess anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do. I like when I threw my changeup. I didn't want anybody to know it. even my catcher.
Really?
I felt I could throw it better. You know, I give it the better, the good motion, mm-hmm. motion, and I could throw it better for some reason. When I thought somebody knew it, I thought everybody in the ballpark knew it. I just let up and I wouldn't give that motion. And when you throw a changeup, you got to throw it with the motion of the fastball. You got to have the motion, or you don't get them out.
Is there a lot of stealing of signs?
Yeah, they're stealing. They steal. There's some guys in the league steal more than others.
But who was really good at stealing?
Bob Turley was good. Turley from the bench. He was really good at that. He's probably one of the better. Another guy was Del Baker, who was the first base coach for the Red Sox. He was very good at that. Somehow they got your how you held the ball. If you change grips on the ball from a fastball to a curveball. And you do that back here, they could pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart, these guys. They watch everything. They're really smart.
How about pitching coaches, or really any coaches, as you came up through the minors? You didn't spend much time there, but in the major leagues, are there some coaches who really helped you very much with your pitches or deliveries?
Well, I think the guy that helped me as much as anybody, Jim Turner with the Yankees, he always made me keep that ball down. He didn't want me to throw anything above the waist. Everything down, man. Not really. That made me really concentrate on keeping that ball down. And in fact, he even used to get on Yogi and Elston. I mean, he wanted them to get down as low as they could, so these guys would keep the ball down. Not only me, all those pitchers with the Yankees who win that ball down.
Well, you always got a lot of ground balls.
Yeah. Especially when you're so leaf pitching, you gotta come in there and get that double play if you can. You know, you gotta get that ball down.
Tell me about some of the Hall of Fame ballplayers whose paths you crossed. Did you get to know any of them really well? Of course, you played with some on the Yanks. But,
you mean when I was playing?
Yeah, when you were playing.
Yeah, well, I played with, of course, I played with Whitey and Yogi, and I played against DiMaggio, Williams, a lot of guys that were, and Kaline. I guess I crossed their paths at one time or another, a lot. And even today, in these old-timers games, I cross them more. You know, I see a lot of them at the old-timers games and these golf tournaments they have. Well, I see a lot of them at these golf tournaments, but and they're all good guys, too.
One of the opportunities that you had was to play in some of the classic old ballparks, a couple of which are no longer around, and I guess most notable of those
Park.
Is Shy Park.
Yeah.
What was unique and interesting about that park?
Well, I don't know. Shy Park. I always liked to pitch in Shy Park for some reason. I don't know why, but maybe that's because I had most of my success here. I don't know, but it wasn't any better ballpark to pitch in than Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium was a much better ballpark to pitch in because of the outfield. You know, down the line they could get some cheap home runs, but they had to hit the ball pretty good to get a home run other than down the line. And Shy Park, and they can knock the left center field. They can hit a ball, get that ball out of that ballpark there pretty easy. But down the line, it was about 331, I think, left and 334 and right. They hit it. It was a fair ballpark. You know, they had to hit the ball pretty good to get it out of there. Now, Fenway Park, it was a tough park to pitch in. I never did like Fenway Park because they had those big right-handed hitters up there, and they were all open stance trying to hit that. No matter where you throw it, outside court, inside court, they try to hit that wall.
But was that probably the toughest park for you to pitch in?
I thought it was until I pitched in the National League at Wrigley Field. I thought Wrigley Field was the toughest park because that left center field and that wind blowing out there all the time. Boy, that ball just jumps out. I didn't care to pitch in that ballpark at all.
Well, you weren't there very long.
No, I was only there maybe a month, I guess. If it was that long, I don't know. I wasn't there hardly at all.
Yeah. Did you also, you must have pitched at Sportsman's Park,
mm-hmm.
Where the Browns
Park.
Played.
Yeah.
What do you remember
that
about that one?
Well, that ballpark was very old. That reminded me a little bit of Shy Park.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a short right field fence. The left field was, they had to hit a ball pretty good out of left field. I don't think it was, pretty much, that's about all you can say about Sportsman's Park. It was just a real old ballpark. But, you know, it was a good ballpark, but it was fair, actually. It was a pretty fair ballpark for hitters and pitchers alike. You ought to hit a ball pretty good out there in left field to get it out, but right field, you can get a cheap home run there every once in a while. But that was fair.
Back in the days when you started, tell me a little bit about the living conditions and the traveling arrangements for the players. I presume everything when you first started was by train?
Yeah, we traveled all train and up until those teams got in the league out in the West Coast. And I like the trains. I don't mind the trains at all. I kind of like the trains. But when the Dodgers come in the league and the teams on the West Coast, we had to fly then. We didn't have no choice. But I like the train. I still like the trains. I don't even like to fly yet. I'd rather go by train. But I had coming out here to this Soul Fibers game, I had to fly, of course. But if it wasn't quite so far, I'd have probably drove it.
Well, I remember when players first started flying, that a couple of the players were very fearful of flying at all, and I think a couple of them had to go through hypnosis in order.
I think Jackie Jensen and Newcomb.
Right.
And there was a couple. I think there was a couple other ones too. They didn't like to fly at all. But I never got it that bad. If I was going to make a living playing baseball, I'd fly if I have to. But I wasn't that bad. But I didn't really like to fly that much.
Okay. Let me wrap this up, first of all, by thanking you very much for giving me such a nice interview and giving me such a great description of your career. Just to finish it off, as you look back, how would you like baseball fans to remember Bobby Shantz, the ball player?
Well, a little guy that did a big man's job. That's about all I can say. They always treated me so nice, but the fans were really great to me. Even when I was bad, even wasn't pitching lousy, they still treated me nice. Maybe because I was so small, I don't know. But I have all respect in the world for the fans. They were really great to me.
Well, I can see why they were great to you, because you obviously are a very nice man, and you were an outstanding ball player.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.